Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Pamela Reese Wortlaw, and we come in live from San Diego, the preparation room. We are here in Atlanta, and today is a beautiful day out here in Atlanta. We just thank God for this day. It's going to be awesome. Today is March the 3rd, 2012. Woohoo! We did 2 months, 3 months in this year, and we just got to still believe the promises of God and just walk in the promises of God. Again, the weather is beautiful. It's about 60 degrees here in Atlanta, and it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon. The lines are open. Please feel free to call us in. The phone number is 347-215-8709. At the preparation room, we got live chat with BillGrowingEnjoy.com. So please come on aboard and let's just have some fun for the kingdom of God as we go forth to prepare the way for the Lord at the preparation room. First of all, we just want to give God the glory and the honor for this day. He's such an awesome God, and he's worthy to be praised. God, we just bless you, and we just praise your holy name. You are the awesome God. Hallelujah. And we're going to go forth. We have Annette Evans on the other end of the phone. She's with us at the preparation room. She's been with us from day one, the day that it started, and she believes in a vision, and we thank God for her. Annette, are you there?
Yes, I am, Pam. All right. I have a scripture I would like to read, and I'm be coming from the NIV version. It'll be Psalm 112, verse 1 through 3. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who finds great delight in his commands. His children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever.
Amen. Amen. And it is so. And it is good. And most of all, we have a mighty man of God that we've been waiting to hear from. Oh, his name is Apostle F. Lewis Johnson. Apostle Johnson, are you there?
I am here. Praise God. God bless you. Thank God for the opportunity to be here with you today.
God, we've just been waiting, and we know we have so many people on the other end of the phone and on Bill Growing and Joy, and we just encourage you to go live on BillGrowingEnjoy.com, live chat, and just hit us up, and whatever that you need to say, we're right there with you. And thanks again. You know, we started a new day and a new time. It's all about change with God. So God did some things. We mostly come on the first Tuesday of each month, but God is just doing something so new in our life at each time. And whenever he changes, that we have to change it with it. We just have to be mindful of what is going on and move when the change can move. So he did change the time from every first Tuesday of the month to every first Saturday of the month. And it's going to be at 12 o'clock, so we encourage you to come forth and be part of us and be a preparer to prepare the way for the Lord. And again, we have Apostle Johnson here. And Apostle Johnson, we're just so glad that you're here today and to share some things with us. And I just want to know a little bit about you before we go forth for the kingdom of God. Can you tell me a little bit about you, Apostle? Can you tell me when did you first start? When was the call that was upon your life? And we'll just start first going with, when was the first time that you know there was a call upon your life?
Well, there's a lot of things that really go way back into the early years of my life. I received my calling to the ministry at age 18, and it has now been right near 33 years of ministry. But there are things that I can think back on, you know, going further back than age 18, that basically were an indicator, as I look back now, that that God was preparing me, even as the Word lets us know that God, you know, His work and His purpose and what He purposes for us, you know, it starts not just at our birth, but long before that. But I could say 33 years of ministry, and just really praising God for that. Some wonderful mentors, some wonderful people that blessed me. Just considering, you know, a little fellow that was born, I say, in Mississippi, in the country, back off into the woods, and not really ever anticipating, you know, just being in the place where I am right now.
Wow. Well, can you tell our listeners how they could get in touch with you? Is there, you know, can you?
Well, yes, I'm on Facebook, Apostle S. Lewis Johnson. That's one of the easiest ways of finding me. And then, too, my ministry email is daily_blessing@ymail.com. That's also the same email address for our daily devotional called Daily Blessing, which I do post to Facebook as well as send out as an email magazine from time to time.
Amen. Amen. Again, Apostle, we just would like to thank you for coming with us and sharing this time with us. I'm just so blessed to have you part of the preparation room. I just want to encourage the listeners that you could also get in touch with us at the Preparation Room on Facebook. Again, the Preparation Room on Facebook, or you can hit me up at Facebook. Pamela Reese Wordlaw, and you can inbox me. I also accept other people to come aboard with the Preparation Room if you would like to come on and prepare the way for the Lord. And you could come in through either Pamela Reese Wordlaw, hit me, inbox me in, or you could come again, Pamela Reese Wordlaw on Facebook, or you could come in as the Preparation Room. And we'll be more than glad for you to come aboard to join us at buildgrowandenjoyalso.com. You can hit us up with buildgrowandenjoy.com. It's an awesome website that Ms. Jenkins have that's going on, and there's so much different stuff that's going on the website, and I truly love her. And also the Apostle, you know, that's his information, so if you want to get back in touch with him, we'll talk about that again as we go on. But Apostle, another thing that I wanted to talk to you about, I'm just excited about, is there something that that you want to say to the listeners about what God is doing at this time in this season of our life?
Well, yes, God is doing some awesome things. He is definitely opening some awesome doors, bringing us into new opportunities. But I do thank God for what He has done as far as in my life, as far as the furtherance of the Daily Blessing. Different venues are actually opening up. But one of the major things that I'm very excited about is the release of my new book, Devastated But Not Destroyed. And it can be purchased through lulu.com. And we're looking to here shortly to get it where it's available on Amazon as well as from Barnes & Noble and various and other book publishers, and then to as far as an e-book. But I believe that it's a very powerful word, a timely word, something that will actually minister to people who've actually gone through many different types of either catastrophic or disturbing or upsetting or devastating circumstances. And it will empower and encourage everyone that will read it to persevere and to continue to press forward in the things of God. You know, there are things that we all go through. And as with every great leader or as with every great success, it's not always about what we encounter, but it's how we deal with those things that that happen in our life and how we handle those things as far as going forward and going forward in the things of God.
Amen. Can you repeat it again? What is the name of the book? And
yes, the name of the book is Devastated But Not Destroyed. And it's published through Kingdom Regal Publishers, and it is available on at lulu.com. If you just put in my name, Apostle S. Lewis Johnson, or S. Lewis Johnson, or Devastated But Not Destroyed, and it should bring it up. And it's available there currently, but we're looking to very shortly to have it available at Amazon.com as well as with Barnes & Noble or your other local Christian bookstores.
Devastated but not destroyed. You know, I always go by the Holy Spirit, and anyone that knows me knows that I always go with what the Holy Spirit is telling me. So the Holy Spirit is speaking to me right now, man of God, even though something might else might be prepared, but we just got to go with the flow. Can you tell us
yes.
a little bit about that book?
Yes. Well, the book in itself, it started from a series of messages that I had done, and the Lord had impressed upon me to write. And one of the major, or should I say the one scripture that was most inspirational in that, in the writing of that book, is coming from Psalms 138:8. And in that verse, it basically shares, and what the writer, you know, basically what he said was that, "And he shall perfect that which concerneth me." And, you know, and it's so often, you know, we can become very much discouraged, you know, by life and life situations and where we start. Sometimes we may be born into a dysfunctional setting, or we may go through some life experiences that are very much devastating. And many times, because of the things that we go through, because of the things that happen, because of the things that come against us, some things we create, but a lot of things, it had nothing to do with us, but it was just a consequence of someone else's decisions or someone else's action. And a lot of times we have people who will give up or throw in the towel because of life's experiences and the things that they've gone through. But what God really wants us to realize is life is not over because of the thing that we had gone through. But what God will do, he will use our life's experiences and turn them into a testimony and to be a witness to whoever or that who will hear what God is saying, that, you know, your life is not over. You know, for years, you know, I think about how the man who lay by the pool for 30-something years, feeling sorry for himself, and the word said that his problem or his issue was deep-seated. But yet, many times, all it takes is one word that can be very much life-changing and transforming, that regardless of how long we have laid down or we have laid beside the pool, but yet God has placed something within us that is to serve his purpose, regardless of the experiences that we've gone through. He will use those things to magnify his name, that in spite of the trouble, in spite of the issues, in spite of the struggles, even though there are times when people have been either hurt or fragmented or shattered or their dreams, or I mean, a lot of things, people everywhere are dealing with something. And sometimes that thing can be so intimidating, it causes them to really just to shut themselves away and not move forward. But yet what God has purposed to do in us, you know, it doesn't matter, how to say, what hit us. But what God is saying is, I can take what you've gone through and turn it into an instrument in which I can, or should I say, a seed that I can sow into others, life and blessing and healing, and to encourage, to empower, and to be a witness that, you know, in spite of what may have been burned, in spite of what was lost, our God is greater than the circumstances or the situations that we've gone through. And even though there are times we experience things that shatter us, that bruise us, that wound us, that sometimes would otherwise cause us to feel like going back into a circle,
or should I say, into a shell, you know, what God wants us to see is that, you know, he wants us to come out of that place. It's our testimony that's a witness to his greatness and the greatness of who he is.
Amen. That is so true. Okay, listeners, I just want to tell you, you feel free to call in or you can hit us up at the live chat, www.billgrowandenjoy.com. Or you could just call us in and we'll just tune you right on in. I'm so excited about what Apostle is speaking about. It just touched my heart. It's so anointing. He's such a mighty man of God. I really, truly understand what you were saying. It just touched my heart because so many of us are in darkness. To bring me back to the Word of God when he said that what we minister is supposed to do, and one of the things is in the preparation room is that we're supposed to go and set the captives free, you know, the sick, and bring people out of darkness. You know, sometimes we look at a person and we see that they're so down and out and this and that, and we're like, I'm not going to say nothing to her and this and that. And deep down in your spirit, there's something in your spirit, but not something in your spirit, but it's the Holy Spirit that lives within you telling you, so you know what? You need to let God use you at this time for that person in every aspect that you can and help them to go forth where they need to go forth. I believe that God has poured a spirit upon us at this time. Man of God, I was just on my knees this morning, and the Spirit of God just came all upon me so deeply and acting. I know I was going to a couple of other scriptures that was in tune, but he said, no, I want you to go back to act, and the Spirit of act came upon me, the Spirit of God came upon me from Acts, and I just got on my face, and it was saying, when the Spirit of God come upon you, there's power. So, man of God, that power came upon me, and I just started just pleading the blood of Jesus and crying and just going forth, said, God, use me in every aspect that you could use me.
Yes.
And I just start crying and just praying for people and going forth. And I know the prayers that I was praying and speaking over people's life, that they was being set free. They didn't know what was going on. But
yes.
I just encourage everyone that's listening on this phone right now, in the name of Jesus, that the Spirit of God is coming upon you from Acts 1:8. And it is said, when the Spirit of God come upon you, there is power. So I decree that power is upon you in the name of Jesus, that this day forward, that your life will never be the same again. Even listeners, call in at 347-215-8709. We have the apostle on the other end of the phone, and just come on and go forth and prepare the way for the Lord. It's all about the kingdom is at nearing. God is just doing something in your life right now as you're listening, and just fear is just leaving from upon you, and that the courage is coming upon you, and that you shall go forth. And I also have two of my good friends and special dear to my heart friends that they have been like sisters to me, that's on the other end of the phone, Minister Deidre and Minister Zola.
We have some callers, Pam. There's about four. Welcome, Apostle. This is Kalithia. Welcome to the show. Pam, you know, I be trying to double dutch because I know when you're in the spirit, so they're like, okay, is this my time? So I kind of jumped in. I hope the ropes didn't hit me. But we do have four callers. If you wanted me to cue those calls in for you, you can go ahead and do that if you would like me to do so.
Oh, yeah, we would definitely like you to cue them in, but I just want to just tell Deidre and Minister Lola, whenever you're ready to go forth and speak, you know, you could also do so too. But we do have two callers that's on the phone, so we will acknowledge you have four callers, so we will acknowledge them now, so you can bring them on in as well.
Deidre, I'm just going to cue them in. I'm going to cue everybody in right now, one by one. And I'm just going to let them go And then we could probably take a quick break and then come back in and get more calls because the lines are flooded and I guess, you know, people are trying to get through. So let me just get this first one in and then we'll just go
okay.
down the road real quick. Would that be okay?
Oh, yes, please, please.
Okay.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Raina.
This is
Raina. Hey, woman of God, how are you today? We are
Hello.
So glad that
Hello.
You called in.
Thank
yes,
you.
Can you hear
glad
me?
To be on the line. Yes, I can.
Okay, is there something that you would like to ask the apostle? We got the mighty man of God on the phone today. Is there something that you would like to address to him?
I want him to speak more, you know, on the Holy Spirit because I know when I hear the Holy Spirit, but sometimes, you know, we, you know, as growing as a Christian and as a child of God, you know, some things, you know, you'll hear the Spirit tell you, but sometimes it's so out of the ordinary that you question it, you know. So, I mean, how do you discern? I know we have to ask God for wisdom and discernment, but how do you really just know, you know, especially when it's out of the ordinary?
Well, the Lord himself has said that it's important for us to recognize that he's chosen the foolish things to confound the wise. And there's some things that God will do that may not always fit into what others would consider to be the routine or the ordinary, because who had ever heard of a virgin giving birth to a child and she has had no
mm-hmm.
interactions with a man?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
yes.
the one thing is that the discerning of the Spirit, and yes, there are times when God will do things in a way, he will speak things sometimes in a way that will
mm-hmm.
not always fit or flow in the routine pattern of what we would think or what we would expect him to do, but he will never speak something that either conflicts or contradicts his word.
Yes.
The other portion of it is that we have to position ourselves to hear God.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times when we do have to get away from everything and everyone and just have some quiet time with God.
Mm-hmm.
And what helps us to obtain greater clarity is spending time in fasting, but yet
mm-hmm.
to really give it an increased level of being able to discern even more so. It's important to pray in your heavenly language as much as possible, but yet
yes.
after praying in the heavenly language, you know, just saying or speaking to the Lord now, Lord, even as you have given me that utterance, even now help me
mm-hmm.
to understand or to receive or to hear your voice and the understanding of that. And it's with that we grow more and more. But yet there are things
yeah.
that God will speak, but yet what he speaks, he also confirms. And,
yeah.
and yet there's something about the peace of God that when he speaks a word to us, you know, it will resolve, you know, whatever issues or problems that we're trying to get guidance to. Many times people will have the word of God, and yet they're wanting to hear the voice of God, but yet God's voice is always in his word. But yet sometimes
mm-hmm.
what he speaks will always, or no, shall I say, what God's word speaks, it will always lead us or bring us into what he has for us. But we must have the courage and the willingness
mm-hmm.
to be obedient to what he speaks to us. There's
mm-hmm.
no need for God to speak even more so when he's already spoken. And I know a lot of times people, they hear God speak, but they're wanting him to speak some more, you know, but yet there are certain
mm-hmm.
things that he give us, you know, that we really have to respond to what he gives us to do, because it's what follows our obedience that releases,
mm-hmm.
you know, the greater word. I think about with the Lord, when he was baptized, the scripture says, you know, how the voice spoke from heaven, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. But yet
mm-hmm.
this didn't come until after he was obedient to the baptism of John. And they're things that God won't speak as far as an affirmation or confirmation until after we've been obedient to the instruction that he's given to us at first. And many times it may be the scripture, and many times it may be a prophetic word, but yet obedience to that is which releases the greater or the other portion of that which we're not hearing.
Yes. Thank you.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So we have two more callers. I'm trying to just punch it in, Pam, because we got 4 minutes. I know we can roll over, but I'm going to be able to get everyone in for you, so we're going to take this next caller.
Okay.
Caller,
thanks, Raina.
Welcome to the preparation room. Caller, are you there?
Hello. Okay,
caller 4570, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. This is Deidre. I just want to say I'm just so thankful for Apostle Johnson being on the line this morning and actually this afternoon and talking about being devastated and so. Because things can happen in our lives that to just paralyze us. I recently had my mother go home to be with the Lord in January, the 18th of January. I was right there with her, and I saw her when she looked up, and when the angels came to get her, I was like, you know, grateful to be there, but I was still hurt that my mama didn't get her healing here on earth. And I've been having to go to God and constantly go to him. I call my best friend, Pamela. I just thank God for her. She's been encouraging me. I needed to hear the word today that you spoke about going forward. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Let this be a testimony for me to speak into the life of somebody and encourage somebody that you can keep going, that you can continue to keep going, and that, you know, God has a way of healing sometimes as beyond what we think, you know, beyond what we think. My mama's healed now in heaven, and I have to move forward and encourage other people in that. And I thank you for everything that you spoke today. I thank God for this time. This season was for me today. This was for me here today.
Amen. It's important for us to be at a place where we are willing to accept what God allows, or the things that take place, even though our expectations may be something different, but yet God is not slack in regards to his promise. And then, too, what we have to always consider is the purpose of God through it all. There are things that we would like, there are things that we would want, but yet the greater purpose, you know. And I'm not saying death is the enemy. It wasn't so much that God, but the enemy may have robbed us of one thing, but yet it has positioned us, you know, for this day, that your testimony can be a blessing to others.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Apostle. Praise God.
And you stay encouraged, Deidre, and you continue to, you know, just continue to be bold. I am so proud of you.
Just
what God is doing in your life through it all. And I just want to tell you how much that I love you, and that I will continue to stay on my face and pray for you. And you go, woman of God, and don't look back. Just go forth and prepare the way for other sisters and brothers that will walk the same walk that you will walk one day, and let God continue to heal you, woman of God. And
Thank you. Love you.
May the blessings of God continue to be with you and your family. And stay encouraged. And I'll talk to you after the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Pamela. Bless you. Bless you. Bless the preparation room. And
Amen. And you part of it, too. You part of the preparation room, too. So
amen. I love what God is doing. Glory to God.
Amen. Okay, well, we have another caller on the line, and we'll take the other caller, and I'll talk to you later on. Okay, Deidre?
Oh, she already was cut. Caller 8856, are you there?
Hello?
Okay, well, those are the callers, Pam. I'm not sure if you wanted to take a break or just to shift back so that you and Apostle can finish the conversation. It's all your call. Sorry I had to double dutch in, but, you know. I
oh, no, that's okay. Okay, that's good. Is the caller there?
There.
No,
they didn't say anything back. We can take a quick break, and then when we get back, we can try again. They are still, the lines are full, so I'm trying to go down the line and get them in.
Okay, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
We are back, Pam.
Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen for this day. Amen. Okay, do we have any more callers on the phone?
I think we do. Hold on. Caller 678-8856, are you there? Maybe they just don't want to speak. That was the one right there on there. So it's all yours, Pam.
Okay.
It's all yours.
Okay, well, we'll go ahead and we will continue to talk to the apostle. We just want to thank you again for coming with us, and we just want to let the callers know that you could, the people know that you could come live, chat at BillGrowingEnjoy.com. Or you could also call 347-215-8709, and we'll try to get you in to talk to the apostle. So, apostle, I want to come to you with telling you about I had heard from God, and we was talking about the prophet.
Yes.
So the topic that we want to talk about today, are you really called?
Yes.
Would you like to tell us a little bit about, are you really called? When will we know, are we really called? How can we know, are we really called?
Amen. Well, you know, everyone, or should I say God, deals with each person in a different way. But yet, the proof of the pudding is the fruit that is produced. There are people who take on the label, but yet they're taking on the label or the calling, so to speak, according to their interests. But yet, as a minister, or those who are called of God, we are called to serve God and not ourselves.
Amen.
And as I said before, you know, God deals with each person in a different way as far as in ministry and the calling, or the calling into the work of God, into the ministry of God. And to say specifically, the one thing that distinguishes everything apart is that God will show himself in the person or in the ones that he has called, because many are called, but yet few are chosen. There are those who are called, then there are those who are the chosen, and yet the work of each will be demonstrated through the fruit that is there, that it bears. And, you know, so often, I know we had discussed this verse back from 2 Chronicles 18, where, you know, there were false prophets who were speaking what the king wanted to hear. God's ministers will speak, and, you know, and it brings to my mind what it says in Ezekiel 33, 7 through 9, and where the Lord himself said, I set thee as a watchman unto the house of Israel, all over the house of God. Therefore, thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them. In other words, to speak, we as the ministers of God are the oracles, or should I say, we are that which give or speak that which God is saying to the body. And then it tells us that when we say to the wicked, a wicked man shall surely die, and if they don't, you know, and if we don't, or if we refuse to speak or warn the people of God with the right word, then God himself will require the blood at our hands. But so often, there are people that are using the name of God, but yet they're not speaking what thus saith the Lord. And as a result of that, there are people who are perishing simply because they're listening to the wrong voice. And just because they have a title, just because they've gone to school, doesn't mean anything. But yet, it's about serving God, serving his purpose, and speaking the truth. And that's what God tells us, to speak the truth in love. Even though it may not be appealing, even though it may not be what the person wants to hear, but nevertheless, it's the truth that liberates us. It's the truth that delivers us in every way.
Amen. 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 Wow, that is so true. That is so true. But what I really, really... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I need to... No, I need to let you finish. I'm sorry.
Okay. But I know I just was thinking back on something that we had said earlier, how, you know, the prophets that that Ahab had surrounded himself with, there were 400. They were all speaking what he wanted to hear. And so often you have people that know what it is their audience is wanting to hear, and they'll speak that so they can remain popular, so that they can continue to get what it is they think that they're going to get, but yet they're not doing anything but serving themselves. And Ahab, the man who was listening, was not seeking God. He had no connection from God. And along with that, he didn't care to know really what it was that God was really saying, because he was not a man who was pursuing to do the will of God. He wanted to do his own thing. And so he surrounded himself with people that would encourage him to do what he wanted to do. Jehoshaphat, there in the 18th chapter, when he heard the words of these 400 prophets, you know, is there not a man of God that can, that'll actually speak the word of God? And then, you know, the king, Ahab, he didn't like Micaiah. He said, but he said, he don't like me. But Micaiah was a man who did speak the truth. And it was that truth that really set it all in order. And what God wants in this season, in this age, are men and women of God who are not afraid to speak the truth and who are not afraid to minister life. And yet when people turn a deaf ear to the word of God, then we set ourselves up for devastation. And the other thing is, so often you have people who are competing or in competition or in contention with others. The gospel that we speak and preach is not about contention. And yet if we are ministers of God, filled with the Spirit of God, having the same Holy Spirit, speaking the same word, then we have no need to contend with each other. Our foe is the devil, not each other. The Scripture says we're not fighting or warring or in contention with flesh and blood, but we're in contention or we're in a fight or a battle against spiritual wickedness in high places. And therefore, it's important that if God's people are to be delivered, we need a word from God that will deliver the people of God and that will that people will have the truth. And so often there are too many ministers that are trying to be socially accommodating, and they bite their tongue and they hold back the word of God just for the very sake of keeping people either happy or content with what it is that they're ministering. But God wants his people delivered. He wants his people healed. And the only way that will come about is that when God's people will speak his word as his mouthpiece. And not only that, but yet when we fail to do what it is God has laid to our charge to do, the blood of the souls that are lost will be held at our, and it'll be held to our account. And so how is it that we, who are ministers of God, who hear the voice of God, who are seeking the will of God, how can we not speak what thus says the Lord?
And with that, Pam, we have about 1 minute. Very deep subject. I knew this would have run over. My timing was kind of off because of the time zones. You know, I'm airing everywhere. But we have about 1 minute. I'm not sure if you wanted to, conclude so that way we can thank Apostle for coming on. We may have to do a part two on the show because there's tons of people in the queue, tons of people listening in. But I just wanted to just let you know we got about 1 minute exactly now.
I know. We started at 12. It's supposed to be over at 12:30. So we just thank you, Bill Grund and Joy, for going over at that time. It's just been an awesome time. So, Apostle, will you come back?
Yes. And most gladly.
Can you just give them another address to get in touch with you, and then maybe you could leave us out with a prayer?
Yes, like I said, I can be reached at my Facebook account, Apostle S. Lewis Johnson, and then my email address is daily_blessing@ymail.com, and also I also have a group on Facebook, and it's called Devastated But Not Destroyed, and you can go there, and we can make contact there. These are the easier places to contact me there. Amen. We're ready to close in prayer?
Yes, please.
Hallelujah. Eternal God, our Father, we're just so grateful today for all the awesome things that you've done. Lord, we just praise you right now because truly you do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. We thank you right now that the word that has gone forth shall not return void, but it shall accomplish that which you purpose. We thank you right now for the healing of your people, the healing of the nation. And yes, Lord, we thank you right now for that blessing that you release in this season of increase. And we give you praise, we give you the glory, and we give you the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you again, Bill Grund and Joy, listeners, in the Preparation Room. So we'll see you next month, same time. Same place at the Preparation Room with Bill, Grow, and Enjoy. God bless.
God bless you.